Siman Tav Lamed Aleph. We did Sif Aleph. And we were talking about we did some Shabbos to do on Sif Aleph. So the Shabbos of Katan Gimel. So Chazal instituted that that it has to be done La'orhan Ner. If they should start leave the Bekarn was talking. Being able to do it well in the these little holes and crevices needs the aura of a nair, and daylight usually does not allow you to see into these places. But since it has to be done l'aura nair, therefore they moved it to nighttime. And therefore, the light is of a candle is more effective at nighttime. And the second reason, which the Rishonim give, is because people are at home. So every Chazal were commanded to do it belayla, but they were we pointed out specifically to do it at the beginning, at not just belayla, but at the beginning, of the night. So, yeah. That's fine, yeah. I'm sure plenty do. Okay. Shazarek Lahachnis. Now, it says that it has to be played. You have to check all places where it is the derech to be machnis chametz there. Now, the phrase derech sounds like you do it on a regular basis. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that's not really the correct way. Lav dafka, it doesn't have to be. The chiya b'dika does not require, is not only in places where it's the derech to be machnis, but rather, any place which where chametz is occasionally used there, so we'll see later on in Siman Tav Lamed Gimel that any place where there's a good chance that a person put chametz in would be chayiv for bedika as well. It's not only something which you know that you normally use it for chametz. Those cases, obviously, you need to check. But any case where it would be normal that there's a possibility of chametz being there is sufficient to be chayiv to be bedik. Okay, so now the Shulchan Aruch says, in conjunction with this halacha that we want you to start your bedikah at the beginning of the nighttime, so we do not want you to get involved in other activities which will in some way potentially distract you from that bedikah. So Yizor Kol Adam Sif Beis Shlo Yaskel B'Shum Halacha, people should not get involved in any type of halacha. Or starting a meal before they do the bedika. Even a person has a kavias in learning, it's preferable that the halacha is that he has to do bedika instead of learning. Now we're also saying that not only do you have to do bedika instead of learning, we also need to have you not get involved in these other things because you're afraid you're going to forget to do bedika. So it doesn't say what point in time this issa starts. They were talking about once this Zman Bedika comes, they're talking about even prior to that time. The Shura will talk about that. But the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion if a person started learning when it's clearly Zman Heter, it's not a conflict to the Bedika. And he wants to continue learning once the time of the Bedika came. So the Shulchan Aruch says you do not need to interrupt your learning, but the Ramah says that you do. Okay? And the B'chein Nira Li'ikr. So the Mishnah Berurah over here addresses a lot of points. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shal yaskel b'shum alacha afilu chatz yishar shekadam azman oser dilma oser l'mshuche. So the first thing the Mishnah Berurah adds in, it's not only is it a problem. Once the time comes, but even before the time comes, from a half an hour before the time of Bedika, a person should not get involved in any of these activities, because he'll get involved in them and they will tend to extend, and he'll get him and forget to do the Bedika. Now, who did also lichnos the merchitz? So for those of you who remember, we said way back in Hilchos Mincha, Chazal put a list of things that you cannot start before when it comes the time for Mincha, because you're afraid you're going to get involved in them and you're going to forget. So a person should not get involved in Achila, which is mentioned over here. The case over there was a din, which is not relevant. They don't do a din b'layla. One of the things over there was merchatz. One of them was a haircut. The things you can't do, you shouldn't be doing once this man comes. Fine. Now, let's say a person forgot to do b'dika by night, and he wants to do the b'dika, so he has to do b'dika the next day. So a person who did not do the b'dika by nighttime, so he's doing the b'dika by day, so this same isser extends to his situation then as well, that he cannot do the b'dika, he cannot get involved in achila, learning malacha, until he does the b'dika. Now, how do we define achila? Lo yerchal. The Tima Baal Mashar, Mishabura says that achila is problematic, but just taking a small bite of something is permitted. What's called te'ima, just a taste. Final pas kebeya below yoser, appears a filo harbe. So Chazal defined a suda as eating more than a kebeya of bread. So if a person would eat just one kebeya of bread and not more, so that's permitted before that he's not getting involved in a meal. That's just taking a taste, and that's okay. Or peiros, even if a lot of them, that's not considered a meal. Kamosha kasabdu, besides simon reish lamed beis, ein shama shabru. What you have to mention is a kazayis, which is a half of a kebeya, right? So that's not that, but that's nothing to do with a meal. That's called achila. In regards to the idea of a meal, the Chazal were afraid that a person will get involved in a meal and then tend to be nimshach, as opposed to just taking a bite. You know, so I'm having a bite to eat, quote unquote. It doesn't mean you take one bite. You eat multiple bites in a bite to eat, right? It means you're saying, I'm not really having a meal right now. I'm not sitting down to a meal. I'm having a snack, right? So even bread can be considered, in that sense, a snack that doesn't get the person involved in it if he's having a small amount. So that is up to and including a kebeya. More than a kebeya already is considered a meal, and the person now is settling himself down to a meal. So, for example, where does the halacha play out? The chiyuv to eat it in a sukkah. So the first night, you have to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. The rest of sukkahs, if a person wants to eat a meal, he has to eat it in the sukkah. If a person wants to have a snack, then he could have it outside of the sukkah. How big? Up to and including a kebeya of bread. More than a kebeya of bread, he has to eat in the sukkah. Flip that around. If you want to make a bracha of leishay basukkah, you have to eat more than a kebeya of bread to be able to chayiv in the bracha of leishay basukkah. Now, Zogdim Mishabura of Ein Bir Locha, in the Bir Locha, I pointed out the following thoughts. So we need to differentiate a little bit between what we're talking about over here by the Bedika and the general rule which we have that Chazal put these type of Isurim in place before Mincha, before Mariv, before taking a Lulav, before Shofar, that Chazal put it, you can't get involved in other things because you're going to get involved in them and forget to do the mitzvah. So Bedikas Chometz is unique in that sense. Like we pointed out, that the mitzvah is not the whole night. The mitzvah is the beginning of the night. Therefore, if I'm worried about the mitzvah is the whole night, so we say, you know what? Okay, you guys the whole night ahead of him. Just don't get involved in something which is going to distract you and you're going to forget to do it. You do it 20 minutes later, that's fine, because we're not worrying about the when during the night, we're worrying about if you will or not. So a guy gets involved in this big, heavy meal, he's going to forget to he'll get totally distracted, eat his meal, bench, you go to bed, right? So that's one concern. You say, you know what, he's not getting involved in the big meal, it's just a snack, he won't forget. Okay, we're not worried about him forgetting. But that's very nice. But if the mitzvah is to be done at the beginning of the night, meanwhile, you didn't do it at the beginning of the night. So that's a separate issue. That's unique to B'nai Chometz, because most of these other mitzvahs, they're sometime during, don't eat a meal before you blow shofar, before you you take a lulav. Because why? Because you get involved in a meal, you're going to get so involved in the meal, you're going to forget to take the lulav. You don't take a lulav in the morning, you're taking a lulav sometime during the day. So I'll eat my snack now and I'll take my lulav 20 minutes later. Okay, that's not a problem. Over here, if I eat my snack now and I do my bedikah 20 minutes later, I didn't do the bedikah in the preferred time. The preferred time of the bedikah is the beginning of the night. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm berlocha the peiros yharbe einu mutter rabbe chatzi ashah shekadem bedikah." That idea that a person's having a large snack, excuse me, a peiros, which he said is mutter, that's talking about the half hour prior to the zman. Amishagia zman bedikah. But once the time comes, because yeah, I'm sitting down right now to have, I'm going to eat two apples with, you know, peanut butter. It's a snack. It's not, you know, but, right? But the problem is, meanwhile, he's busy eating his apples and peanut butter, and he's not doing his bedikah. So that's a separate issue. So that's unique over here, because the mitzvah is, again, is it to be not thought. The preferred time of the mitzvah is not the whole, sometime during the night. The preferred time of the mitzvah is the beginning of the night. Now, Chazal also said, lo yomoy, that you can't learn during that time as well. Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay. Now, we mentioned in the previous halacha that this prohibition doesn't start at this man, it starts a half an hour before this man. So by limud also, it starts a half an hour before this man. Okay. Unless he's appointed a shomer to remind him. Okay. So if he points somebody as a reminder, so then this way, when the zman comes, he'll stop. So this first opinion says there's an issue even half an hour beforehand with a heter of shomer. Now, in general, this chashash that we have, which applies to many areas, of, you know, again, before the lulav and the shofar, etc., shomer works. So shomer works over here also. Once his man comes, shomer doesn't help you, because the point is not to forget. The point is to do it now. Different than lulav, shofar, etc. Okay. Now, v'yesh b'tirim limud mikodim. Some say that we don't want to aser limud ready half an hour beforehand, which limud otar is so important that we should aser limud otar before this man comes. That far we're not going to take this along. That's what they hold. But once the problem comes, that's now the appropriate time for the comments. You cannot get involved in other activities. Okay, now vaflo oistrim, even according to the opinion which says that it's also half an hour beforehand, it also below me base. This time a person is learning at home, so he's going to get involved and he's going to forget. Okay, well halaim the mishir halacha base a medrash achrat tefila. There was a kfiyas that they learned after Mar every night. They would learn together for a little bit. So mutter. So lo yehi mukhra b'vadi lo b'the beisa. He's going to go home eventually. He'll go home and he'll do the b'dika. It's not many learning, a person learning basic points. A person getting involved in deep discussions, it's going to be, he'll get distracted and he'll forget. Thank you.
It's a stir.
Okay. Okay, now, in this shita which is Mekel, that you're allowed to learn in Beis Medrash. What are we talking about? We're talking about the half an hour beforehand? We're talking about once his man comes, right? Because once the man, now the Shar Tzion and Sifkat and Zion says, the Magarom says, his mutter even begiyas man mutter. Pri Chodesh b'fak v'galov. The Pri Chodesh says, does not find that correct. First of all, Shum lo plug. V'gam doha akoponim misrachek mitchilas his man, shu b'tchilas alayla. So, but you're still going to have this other issue of that you're supposed to do it at the beginning of the night, and you're not doing that. So, but he says, at the end of the Shar Tzion says, but I said before that there's some who say that there's an issue of learning half an hour beforehand, but even the opinions hold, there's an issue of learning half an hour beforehand. That's only learning by Bebeisa, but a person's learning in the shul, and therefore he's going to eventually go home. So the half hour beforehand, he can definitely be Mekel. The only issue is, once it's a Giazman, preferably even that he shouldn't do. Cool. He shouldn't be Yilmud Achi Yivduk. Now, the Mishnah next deals with, like, what about the issue of Ma'ariv? So this is an issue which, for example, came up this year. You know, people were home, and they had a Dab Ma'ariv, they had a Dubadika. What's the order? Linyan tefilas marav. Oysen hamispalim marav bizmanoi betzibur. Yispalim ikadim. People who daven, in general, daven marav by tesukachavim betzibur. And now I say, I'm telling you, listen, you have an inyan of davening marav tesukachavim with betzibur. You have an inyan of daven doing medika tesukachavim. So you should daven first. The tarak lekabson achar kachl. Because that's going to be, we're afraid if we don't gather the group now, they disperse to do bedika, we're not confident they're going to come back. We're not worried about them forgetting to do bedika. This concern that maybe he'll get involved in it and he'll forget to do bedika, you know, marav is marav. You finish marav, you'll do the next thing. We're not saying, well, the guy's going to end up, you know, doing a 17-hour marav. That's most people, that's not the concern that we have, that their maravs all of a sudden start schlepping out way longer than usual. Halabai, that should be our problem, but that's not our problem, right? Okay, so so we're not worried about him forgetting about it. When yispalo bebe, so yitil nach livlech when yispalo. Now, if a person who's davening by himself at Yechidus, so we have Marav, which he wants to do Bezmanoi, and he has Bedika, which should be done Bezmanoi. So the Mishnah says the first option is to give somebody else to do the Bedika. So he'll daven Marav Bezmanoi, and somebody else will start the Bedika in the right time. Therefore, he'll end up doing both Marav by Seisek HaKavim and Bedika by Seisek HaKavim. But if you don't have that option of giving over the bedika to somebody else to do, so then, even though we said we want to do the bedika at the beginning of this man, preferably, Marav still has the mila and it goes first. In the sheet that I sent out about tefillas b'yichidus, I think I mentioned this. I remember at least discussing it for sure in one of my shurim. Whether I sent out the list or not, that the night of Bedika, people should daven Marav first and then do the Bedika afterwards. Mishmur says, if the main concern over here, the same way we're worried about forgetting to do Bedika, we're worried about forgetting to daven Marav. That's a common problem. First, they get involved in Bedika and forget to do Marav. So,
daven Maariv first. Well, you know what? He's not going to forget to do Maariv. He always daven Maariv to Yechidin. So he's not going to forget. So maybe in that case, Bedikah should go first, because this way you can do Bedikah by Tzeis, which is the right time. You don't want to do Maariv before Tzeis. There's no reason to do Maariv early. So you'll do Bedikah by Tzeis, daven Maariv afterwards. But V'chak Yaakov, Kasa Lailam Yispal Tchila, the Torah B'Shenah Torah Torah Kadam. He says, but we have a general rule in Malacha, that if you have a conflict between two mitzvahs and one is done regularly and one is not, the one which is done regularly takes precedence. Just one point I want to mention, just in this thought process. You know, a lot of people were accustomed to daven mincha maariv in the shul, say daven maariv right after shkia or shortly after shkia. The rishonim are very clear that that's not really the chachila, because the way most rishonim look at, they look at the period of benesh moshes as being once until it says chacham, it's not vare laila, so that time is a time which is really the same time as the mincha time. There's a maila. The Mishabura mentions the beginning of the Great Samach Zion. There's a mile of waiting until after Shkia. But Be'etzem, we look at Benesh Moshes on the time beforehand. The more so that there's a Tarti Desashi to Dam Mincha Maariv in the same portion of time of the day. So from Plaga Mincha until Seisei Chachavim, it's a potential Mincha Zman or potential Maariv Zman. You can't do both Mincha and Maariv. Okay? So why are Shul's Mekel Dam Mincha Maariv in the same time? So one of the reasons which the Rishonim said is because we're afraid that you're going to lose your opportunity to have a tefillah b'tzibur. People there in the shul for mincha, they leave, they're not coming back so quickly. Sit and learn in between for 25 minutes and then on Maariv, most people are not ready to do that. They're not coming to shul for mincha, 25 minutes seder and then Maariv. So we don't Maariv right away. Rabbi Amram Zatzal used to learn between Mincha and Maariv. He used to go pretty long, and he also tended to schedule Mincha a little bit on the later side. Even sometimes it would go past Shkia, but this way he would push Maariv off till a good 10 plus minutes after Seis, excuse me, after Shkia. So he gained that you were dominating Maariv in some form of a cheshbon of Seisei Chachavim, maybe, as he was trying to do. Nowadays, people don't know why they're doing that. So, you know, Rabbi, why are you taking so long and you're learning? Just, you know, say your thought and move on, right? But the point I'm getting at is, but now that we're dominating Bi'achidus, there's no real reason. I mean, there's no good reason. There's no appropriate reason that a person should be dominating Maariv before Seis. The whole Hetzer Dav Maariv, unless you daven Mincha before Plag. If you want to daven Mincha before Plag on a regular basis, you can daven Maariv before Tzeis. But if you're davening Mincha sometimes after Plag, you're not makbet on that, and you're davening Maariv in the same time frame, that's not appropriate. Mishabura says even one day to the next, really it's not preferred to do. It's not only on the same day is it problematic, but even for one day to the next. I shouldn't daven Mincha on Monday after Plag and Maariv on Tuesday after Plag. That's also not appropriate in the Tarti Desashri issue. So really, people should wait to daven Maariv later, unless they're worried about they're going to forget. You know, the daven Mincha now, the daven Maariv a few minutes later, they're not worried about forgetting. But otherwise, they're afraid they're going to forget. So that's a person has to, but a person can create some type of a reminder system. Nowadays, it's hard to say you can't do that. People have phones. A lot of people have, you know, fancy phones. You can put the phone that should ring at a certain time and every 5 minutes afterwards until you daven Maariv, you know. So I'm going to forget. So you have a way to remind yourself. The Israeli person preferably should not do this Mincha Maariv back-to-back idea. Okay. Somebody sent me a shayla, that they're not going to daven Maariv till later, they have a karusa, etc. Should they count Svira earlier? They could count Svira. You know, when it comes to Seisei Chachavim, they'll count Svira. the daven Marv, you know, 10 o'clock when they finish the chavrusa, or should they wait till after Marv to daven? So I sent them back. The person sent me a email. So I sent them back that Rabbi Reingold holds you should wait till after Marv. Rabbi Lepianzi holds you should count earlier. So I'm not getting involved in who you should paskin like, I told them. How long do you have to wait for Seisuk HaChovim for these purposes? When is Seisuk HaChovim? So that is, you know, one of the very, very difficult questions to figure out. When is really the appropriate time for Seisuk HaChovim? But there's a good argument that by half an hour after Shkia is a good argument that really it's a valid way to calculate Seis, especially for Drabonans. So first one's Damarav then, he could Damarav then. I would just say he has to remember to repeat Kriya Shema later as well. Okay. Tess. Now, but the Mechaber said if he got involved in something earlier, Bizman Heter, he doesn't need to stop. Which means the point of Mibayim means Bizman Heter, when he started in a time where he was permitted to be learning or doing this Malacha. And therefore, we do not require him to interrupt. Okay. The Kaimalon, Mesimin Reish Lamed Hei. You feel Kriya Shema Shei Deraisa. Kaimalon, Mesimin Reish Lamed Hei. Mehizkel Beheter Ein Amatzik. Ein Shah. So, the Kriya Shema is clearly a Deraisa. And if a person started Bismana Iser, he's Mechuyev to stop, but if he started learning or one of these other activities earlier in the day, and it comes time for Seisuk HaChovim, he's not mechuyev to stop and say Shema. He'll say Shema afterwards, unless the activity will tend to last so long that there won't be any time afterwards to do it. So a person started, it's a short winter afternoon, and he decided he's going to sit down and learn for a good 5-hour stretch. He sits down at 12 o'clock to start learning. And he can't daven mincha afterwards. It would be too late daven mincha in that situation. But it will be after shkia already. So he's going to have to interrupt the daven mincha, so he shouldn't interrupt. The same thing in the summer. So he'll learn till 5, and he'll daven mincha afterwards. He started before the zman mincha. Zman mincha is until 1:50, half an hour before that is 1:20. He started at 12 o'clock. He started beheter. So keep learning, and you'll do your mitzvah afterwards. That's true. Even by the raisa, that's mutter. Kamalam hiskel beheter and mavsek einsha. Now hiskel b'zman ha'yisur. However, that halacha that if you start b'zman ha'heter, you're not mechiv di mavsek. That's only if you start b'zman ha'heter. Let's say a person started b'zman ha'yisur. I shouldn't be starting learning now. Said, you know what? I'll just stop a few minutes. Next thing you know, I'm learning. I wasn't allowed to do that. I started with Zman or Isser. So what's the halacha? So the general rule for that is, Chazal put in place many mitzvahs, the halacha, you cannot start lest you forget. If you started, you shouldn't have. You're a bad boy. You started now. What's the halacha? Do you have to stop? So the answer normally is, for Drabonans, you don't have to stop. Unless there'll be no time after you're finished to do the mitzvah. For the raisa, you have to stop. So a person started eating bismani hisser. So Kriya Shema is the raisa, he has to stop. He's ready, he said Shema without brachas. Whatever he decided, he said, I'm going to say Shema and I'll do Marv later. Right? Should have done that, let's say not. But he did that. He said Shema, sat down to a meal. We say, excuse me, what are you doing? You know, I started, it's time for Marv. Okay, well, I'll do Marv afterwards. So he shouldn't have done that. But once he started, he's not going to stop. Because Marv is the Rabbanon. Shema, he said already. So you're only dealing with the Rabbanon, you're not Mokhiv the Mavsik. Lulav. So the first day of Sukkot, or the first 2 days we deal with is, first day it's the rice, the second day we deal with the Zivis of the rice. Afterwards, it's the Rabbanon. Except in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So he didn't take Lulav yet. Whatever reason, he didn't have a lulav. His lulav was possible. He has to get a better, different lulav, and he's waiting for the lulav to come. He says, you know what? Let me just eat something meanwhile. So he sits down and says, yeah, it's a mitzvah eating the sukkah. So he sits down and he eats a kebab of oil in the sukkah. What are you doing? You didn't take a lulav yet. Right? So you mechuyev, but the mitzvah started. Now, It's 11 o'clock in the morning. He's not planning to have his meal go till 8 o'clock at night, till after Shkia. There'll be time after the meal is done. That's the plan. Are you mechuyev to interrupt your meal? So if it be the first day of Sukkot, the answer is yes. Mitzvah the Raisa, you're not allowed to continue. Mitzvah the Rabbanon, you know what? You shouldn't have started, but once you started, finish and do it afterwards. Bedika, what is Bedika? The Raisa or the Rabbanon? What is it? So the Mishnah Berurah, Hiskol Bizman or Yisr, Kol Yom HaPosek. But if he started Bizman or Yisr, he has to stop. Everybody agrees to that. The Bedika's comments, Habi the Raisa? So the answer is that Bedikas Chometz is funny. We said the Minaraisa Bittul is enough. Okay, so you did Bittul, you're not going to do Bedika. He didn't do Bittul yet. Bittul, he did. I'm going to do Bittul after the Bedika. So right now, there's no Bittul. So we say, sir, you have a Chiv the Raisa to address to deal with your Chometz. Says, don't worry, it's only the Rabbanon, because I'll take care of it later, my deraisa later. That's wonderful. But right now, you didn't do it yet. So right now, it's a deraisa. You have to stop and do the bedika. Okay. The Shartzion over here says, yeah. They were saying that you know, there's, we said, we Mishra mentioned before, made a rice, you can do bittul, you don't have to do bedika. But he didn't do bittul yet. So right now, where he is right now, he has a chi of the rice. Now, the chi of the rice is to do beer. But we said that beer is not enough just to do beer on the chometz that you know about. Any chometz, there's a probability that you're going to find it, you're going to have to look for it. The same, I can't eat insects in my vegetables. So I don't see any insects. I'm not eating insects. I'm eating cauliflower, you know. I'm eating asparagus. I didn't see any insects. You're mechuyev to check for the insects. Why? Because there's a good probability there's insects there. It's the same thing with your house. I'll do beer tomorrow on the chametz that I see. I have a box of Cheerios. I'm planning to burn it. I, you know, made a special, you know, bonfire ready for my Cheerios. But if you're not the rest of the house, what do you mean? There's a good chance there's Cheerios under every nook and cranny. Right? You have a 2-year-old kid dropping Cheerios all over the house. You know, see no evil, hear no evil. Right? So the chi of bedika is part of the process of beer. So it comes out that the chi of bedika is considered the raisa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shartzion says, it's still confusing. Because when's the zman the raisa? When's the chi of the raisa come? Not tonight. I'm not eating chametz. I'm not having chametz. What is it? I'm to get rid of my chametz. No, I'm to get rid of my chametz yet. I'll get rid of my chametz tomorrow. So the bedik is considered the raisa because you didn't do bittul yet. Okay, fine. I hear that. Why is that the raisa? The Rosh was standing here saying, Eli Rheingold, check your house now because why check my house now? I still got 15 hours before I have to burn my chametz. Okay, that's what the Shartzion asked the question. Your gimel. The chiyuv of beer chametz is once chatzos hayom comes the raisa, you can't have chametz anymore. By Rabbi Yimotze starts the night of Pesach. That only starts the nighttime, but already from chatzos hayom the raisa you can't have chametz. You can't own chametz. It's not that Isser is either an assay because of the whole Tashbis who starts from Chatzos, or it's based on the Sishon Chometz Dav Zivchi. You can't own Chometz in the time when you bring the Korban Pesach, which is from Chatzos, whatever the reason is. Okay, but that the Chi of the Raisa only starts tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow by Chatzos. So before Chatzos, I have to make sure there's all Chometz. So comes Chatzos, I don't have any Chometz. So I say, Rebbe Shalom, I hear you. I'm listening to you. You're talking to me through the Torah. Get rid of your Chometz. Don't worry, God, I'll do it tomorrow morning. I'm not going to do it now. Where's the key of the rice right now? No, doesn't work. That's what the rice we said. So what's the problem? Right? The beer is not going to be till tomorrow. But the Chometz said, we're not going to allow you to do bedika tomorrow because you're not going to check well. Because you don't check well by day. either because people aren't home then, or because the light doesn't, the ner doesn't check well. So the Chachamim took that chiyuv of bedika, which you have a chiyuv deraisa to do, and they moved it to the night before. So it's not a derabbanan; it's a derabbanan telling you how to do the deraisa in the appropriate time. Kederaisa dami. Okay, so that's the point that he says over here. So it's an important point to understand over here. Let's just finish up the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll hold it. Sirach lahafsik. The Rambam says, no. Even if you're hiskel behetir, this is not like other mitzvahs that you start behetir, you're allowed to continue. Here you're mechuyev to stop. Sirach lahafsik. After hiskel behetir, you start behetir. So a person starts behetir in the afternoon. It comes time for Maariv, and not tonight of B'dikas Chametz. Tonight, person started eating a meal. It's 7:30, and it's a big meal, and he's going still. It's 9 o'clock. He says, it's my Kriya Shema. I said, don't worry about it. We'll say it afterward. I said, Matzal Behetter. Why are we here after stop? Time the Ikra Mitzvah the Chachila Kamacham Mitzchilas Alayla. Because over here, the Mitzvah again is not to do it sometime during the night. The Mitzvah is to do it at the beginning of the night. Therefore, since that's how Chazal set up the mitzvah, you have to stop to do the mitzvah now. Ken Yerli Yeker, who had in the Shar Malachas, and it's not only by regards to learning, but it applies to any of the other activities. But he doesn't have to stop by Shkia, Safik Laila. Once it comes Seis, that's when you're going to do the mitzvah, it says. So that's when you're mechuyev to stop. Okay, very good, Rabbi Sai.